This is Arkansas Roots. I'm Marty Scarborough. This week in the music department at Arkansas State University, Mr. Richard Pearson Thomas is serving as composer in residence. He's working with students from the ASU Opera Theater as they'll present his comedic opera, A Wake or a Wedding, later this year. This Friday night, the A-State Wind Ensemble will present the world premiere performance of his work titled Drum Taps, a song cycle of poems by Walt Whitman for baritone and wind ensemble. The Wind Ensemble is led by Dr. Timothy Oliver, director of bands at A-State. Assistant professor of music, Mr. Matt Carey, will sing baritone in this presentation. Drum Taps was originally a song cycle only for piano and voice, but at the suggestion of Mr. Carey, Mr. Thomas adapted the work for wind ensemble. Earlier this week, Mr. Carey, Dr. Oliver, and composer-in-residence Mr. Thomas came to KASU to discuss this week's activities. I asked Mr. Thomas to tell me how he developed a passion for composing music.
Well, when I was a kid, I would just sit at the piano and tootle around, you know, for hours on end, and my mother thought I was practicing my pieces, but in fact, I was making up new ones all the time. And really, by the time I was 9 or 10, I was writing them down. So it just seemed, I don't know, from the very beginning, I was just trying to figure out how to put music on paper.
Well, and again, looking at your biography and your resume, I noticed that you've written a very wide variety of types of compositions. Is there any specific ensemble or group of instruments or vocalists that you especially enjoy composing music for?
No, I like writing for them all. You know, it's different. Like when I'm writing for singers, for opera or art song or whatever, or theater, I'm dealing with words and words have meaning, and therefore that guides what the music is. If I'm writing for an instrumental ensemble or chamber music, then it's different. I'm the one who has to guide where the music is going. The words don't do that.
Well, what inspires you? What makes you think, this I've got this idea, wonderful idea for a string quartet or for an opera or for an art song? Where does that creative juice come from for you?
Oh, boy, that's a big question, because those inspirations can come from so many places. You know, sometimes it's something that I read or you know, something that I see on even on television or whatever certainly an inspiring idea for a song or certainly an opera. Mm-hmm. The musical ideas, sometimes we were talking about this yesterday in the masterclass, you know, sometimes it's just like the universe goes, here you go, there's the idea, write it down, and it just sort of comes out. And I welcome it. It's like, okay, there we go. I'll write it down.
And that seems to be a common comment that I hear from composers and songwriters, is that often they just feel like they're the conduit for this piece of music.
Yeah. I think that's fair to say.
Well, this week you're here at Arkansas State University as a composer in residence. Describe for us what that means and how specifically you're interacting with the faculty and with the students here.
Composer in residence because we are performing these pieces of mine this week. So I'm working with the different ensembles and students to help, you know, guide them to my vision of what this music should sound like. So yesterday, for instance, I did a masterclass with piano students, and I also played some for them of my own music and talked about my process of writing. And then I'm going to be working a lot with the opera students because they're performing my opera, A Wake or a Wedding, in March. And then we'll be doing rehearsals every day for Drum Taps as well with the wind ensemble. So I'm going to have a lot of interaction with a lot of different students and faculty.
I want to you elaborate a little bit on what you mentioned there earlier about how you as a composer, you can help shape the musicians to present the music just as you imagined it when you were composing it. My thought is that a frustration sometimes when you compose a piece of music and then you hear it performed in a manner that didn't really fit with your vision for the music?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's frustrating. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's like what we can put on paper is not everything. It's a limited form of a language. You know, there's so much between the lines. And I'm not in a position where people can go out and hear my recordings of, you know, the New York Philharmonic or whatever playing my music. So I have to, you know, not only put it on the page as exactly as I can, but also in a case like this, I'll try to guide them to say, this is what I really think.
And I'm sure that then that's satisfying for you to be able to work with these students so that it is more of a complete vision for what you intended.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the one specific work that's going to be on the concert this Friday night, Drum Taps. Tell us a little bit about this particular composition.
This is a cycle of songs, five songs on text of Walt Whitman from the Drum Taps section of Leaves of Grass. These are his Civil War poems. I wrote these songs a good 20, 25 years ago. So this presentation we're doing is going to be a world premiere of the version for wind ensemble, which is a wonderful way to take it to a whole other level. You know, now when he's singing about trumpets, trumpets can actually play instead of, you know, the piano trying to imitate that sound. So it's like sort of like going from a sketch or a black and white to something that's in full color.
Why these particular poems by Walt Whitman? What spoke to you about these specific ones to think that this is something I would want to set to music?
Oh, boy. You know, it's been a long time ago. I can tell you at the time when I was writing this, this was at the end of the 80s, the beginning of 90s. I was living in New York City. I had a lot of friends and colleagues who were sick, and AIDS was a huge deal, and it felt sort of like being in a war zone. And I just felt these poems, they spoke to me in such a universal way. You know, losing people at a young age is, you know, it's hard, whatever the circumstance. And I think that was partially why I was drawn to these particular poems in particular.
Well, let's talk about how it went from just simply being songs with a vocalist and a pianist as accompanist to now with the full wind ensemble. How did that process get started to expand this work?
Well, that would have been through Matt. It was his suggestion. And then he spoke with Tim, and Tim agreed to it, and that's why I'm here.
Had you had any previous contact with Matt or Tim prior to that?
Oh, yeah. I've known Matt for quite a while now.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a connection through Yale from some time ago, and he's sung other songs of mine. But then he came up to New York about a year ago, and we did them at the Teachers College at Columbia, and that sort of got this particular ball rolling.
Let's bring into the conversation now Mr. Matt Carey, an assistant professor of music at A-State. He's a baritone, and he'll be singing that part in the concert this Friday night, presenting the world premiere of this new arrangement of Richard Pearson Thomas's Drum Taps. I guess the next question for you is, what was appealing to you about this particular work when you first heard Drum Taps? Why was this something that you felt, was this something that you were told to perform, you chose to perform, the initial version of it?
Well, I think Richard suggested them to me. He said, I've got this great song cycle written for baritone, you know, and I think you could do it. And he said, I think you could even do it in the original key, which is pretty high, you know. But I was immediately drawn to it because I'm a huge Civil War buff. I'm a huge history buff, and particularly the Civil War. I've read about the Civil War. I've got the Ken Burns documentary, which I've watched five times, you know, and I love that. And I love Walt Whitman, maybe the greatest American poet.
Well, Mr. Thomas had made told us how you had the idea to have the wind ensemble accompaniment for these particular songs. What was it about these songs that spoke to you to think, you know, there could be something more with just than just a piano accompanying the vocalist on these particular songs?
Well, Richard had told me that he had orchestrated the songs, and I really wanted to do them with a large ensemble, and the best ensemble here at A-State is the wind ensemble. So, you know, so I kind of heard in the piano part that Richard played that this could really transfer to an instrumental ensemble. And, you know, there's so much more color and timbre that's added when you have different instruments playing it than just the piano, you know. You know, as Richard said, you actually hear the trumpets when when I'm talking about trumpets, you know, and you hear the drums, you know, there's a lot of drum beats, you know, in there. And I really wanted to perform it with a large ensemble, and I knew what the best ensemble here was, so I talked to Tim and said, you know, let's see if we can do this.
Still in the original key?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still in the original key. Yep.
You alluded to this for you yourself personally about being a Civil War buff and a fan of Walt Whitman. I assume that that would then carry over to an audience member. I mean, what do you think an audience member will take away from hearing this cycle of songs?
I think people will be very moved. You know, it's very moving poetry. It's really, some of it's pretty graphic, you know. And the music that Richard has written is really moving and emotional and, you know, dramatic, you know. So a lot of things. People may not walk away with a smile on their face because they're happy, but I think they'll be moved, you know, the same way you would if you went to a movie that was a really serious film, you know, and you walk out really satisfied because you felt like you were moved, you know, that something touched you in it. And I think these songs have the power to do that. You know, they're just really, really powerful.
Now let's bring into the conversation Dr. Timothy Oliver. He's director of bands at A-State and the conductor of the A-State Wind Ensemble. He'll be leading that group this Friday night as they offer the world premiere of Richard Pearson Thomas's work, Drum Taps. From your perspective, what does it mean for students to get to interact with someone like Mr. Thomas? What are some of the benefits that they can take away from this interaction this week?
Well, anytime you can interact with a composer, it really is a very enriching experience, because so often we as performers, whether it's ensemble members or conductors or what have you, we try our best to faithfully execute the composer's intentions. But without the composer being there, we don't always get it right sometimes, or we make our best effort. But it's very different when you can actually turn to the composer who's with you in the rehearsals and say, is this what you meant? are we doing what you intended? I mean, that's a very organic and very special kind of music making process. And for our students and for our faculty as well, it's a very educational process in the sense that it reminds us that music making is not made in a vacuum, and we are in fact dealing with a living art, and this is a special opportunity to really bring all of that together in a way that students wouldn't normally have.
Do you think students will walk away from this experience approaching other pieces of music differently in the future?
I think so. We've had quite a history of interacting with composers with the A-State Wind Ensemble, and so it's always nice that every composer is a little different. They all have their own vocabulary in the sense of the various sounds that they gravitate towards or harmonic structures. And so it's interesting. It's almost like getting to know a person through their music, because they all have a little bit different vocabulary. They all have a little different flavor. They all have a little different personality. And so it's really nice to be able to connect that with the actual person. And so, yes, I think that they will, in fact, have a new appreciation for not just Richard, but also Richard's music, because very frequently what happens is a student's imagination will get spurred by working with a composer, and then they want to find out what else this person has done, and then that leads to other things. And so that I think is a really nice side benefit of this.
Now, for the performance by the Wind Ensemble Friday night, there are some other works to be presented at the concert. Could you tell us briefly about those?
Well, we wanted to keep the idea of drum taps as a theme throughout the performance, and so the performance is actually going to start with a Henry Fillmore march called The Footlifter. And the reason I selected this is because in the middle of this particular march, there's a long extended snare drum solo, and it fit very well with the idea of drum taps, and maybe even on a subliminal level suggests some of the marching and drums have always been associated with the military and marshalling types of exercises. And so perhaps that was my thought, even though this march has nothing to do with war. It was actually written because Fillmore was approached by a business person who wanted him to write a jingle for his insurance agency. So at any rate, that's why we selected that piece. And then the final piece on the program is a piece by Gordon Jacob called An Original Suite. And it starts with a short snare drum introduction. And it's very much a staple of their wind band repertoire that the students need to be familiar with that particular piece as well. And it's also has a really great, the second movement of it, I think is one of the best lyrical compositions for the wind band. It's the intermezzo and just a very beautiful piece of music.
I want to wrap up our conversation with one more question for Mr. Okay. Thomas. And we've talked a little bit about the benefits of the students getting to interact with you. What's some of the enjoyment or the benefits that you find from having the opportunity to come to universities like this one and interact with students?
Well, it's always invigorating working with young people. And I'm always surprised and amazed at what they bring to the table in a performance of a piece of mine that I maybe never thought of. So there's always a takeaway for me. Whatever the level, you know, from student on up to professional, it's like everybody's different. They always bring something else, and it's exciting.
Dr. Richard Pearson Thomas is serving as composer in residence this week in the music department at Arkansas State University. Tomorrow night, there will be an opera preview of the A-State Opera Theater's production of Mr. Thomas's opera, A Wake or a Wedding. That opera preview will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the round room of the Craighead County Jonesboro Public Library. The A-State Opera Theater will offer a full presentation of that production later this year. Then, Friday night at 7:30 in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center in Jonesboro, the A-State Wind Ensemble will perform the world premiere of Mr. Thomas's composition, Drum Taps, a song cycle of poems by Walt Whitman for baritone and wind ensemble. On our Arkansas Roots Facebook page, you can find a link to more information about Friday's concert by the A-State Wind Ensemble.